Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. The official clock here at the Hurricane Center is 12 noon Eastern. Let's get the latest information on Tropical Storm Isaias. Still 70-mile-an-hour winds moving north at 13 miles an hour. Let's start off with that radar. You can see that spin right here in the atmosphere, and that's really representing some of the moisture, you know, circulating around that center, all moving towards the north, and looking at the track headed for the Carolinas into tonight and definitely into this evening. But I wanted to point out some of these rain bands already, some of these showers, the tropical showers that have been moved through South Carolina, North Carolina, and be moving into Virginia over the next hour or so. Some of that could produce some heavy tropical rains and some gusty winds, so some areas already seeing some of these impacts. The latest track that we have, very similar to before, but something to really concentrate on, it's not just that center point, it's not just that track. You can see the tropical storm force winds extending well out from the center. So you're going to start seeing that rain that we just saw on the radar. You're going to start seeing some of the winds pick up well ahead of where the center is. So be mindful of that as we progress up to the mid-Atlantic and also the Northeast. So let's look at the timing here. We have that hurricane warning up for portions of the South Carolina-North Carolina border. Tropical storm, hurricane, the only separation there is 1 mile an hour. So the impacts are going to be the same. And with time, this storm moving on shore through North Carolina, and by tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, tomorrow morning, somewhere in Virginia, the impact's going to be seen on the coast and with the rainfall and also the storm surge. And then continuing to move northward by Tuesday evening, we're going to be up there in New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts area. So think about that. Tomorrow, things are going to go downhill. You're going to start seeing that wind. You're going to start seeing that rainfall. You're going to see all that. So that picture, all this moisture, picture it continuing to move north, and you can get an idea of how much moisture is going to be headed your way. Timing-wise, the arrival, this is the point I really want to make. Through the day today, you're going to start by this evening, start seeing those tropical storm force winds head onto the coast in the South Carolina, North Carolina. And then by early in the morning, Tuesday, that's around 2 a.m., you're going to see it spread into Virginia. And with time Tuesday morning, all the way up there to Delaware, Maryland, and then Tuesday evening, those winds will be all the way up to Boston, New Hampshire, Connecticut area. So some of the impacts that we look at, what's about the water? We've talked about the wind. The other part is going to be this rainfall. And these are some areas in yellow here. 4 to 6 inches of rain in yellow on an outline there. That's quite a bit of rainfall that could cause some flash flooding, could cause some issues on the roads. But also, some areas could get higher, up to 8 inches. You see some of these pockets of orange that you could get some areas of higher rainfall total. So that's a large area of water. And as a result, we have areas that have been designated by the Weather Prediction Center as a moderate risk of that flash flooding. So got to be careful of the water, and you take the wind. Here's the thing. You take that wind, you take all the water, and you could get power lines. You could get trees coming down. So it could be some power outages and damage associated with this rain, and also looking at that wind. Storm surge is always one of the big factors in these storms. We're looking at all the way to Martha's Vineyard, you know, 1 to 3 feet. Some areas, Chesapeake Bay, 1 to 3 feet. Even inland, you could get some of those values. But down in South Carolina, North Carolina, areas could get 3 to 5 foot of storm surge. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center with the latest update on Tropical Storm Isaias.